The others take the Lannisters, too. I've had a belly full of them.
He reached back over his shoulder and drew his immense two-handed greatsword.
Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? It was the dragons we married, and the dragons are all dead.
He pointed at Rub with a blade.
There sits the only king I mean to bow my knee to, my lords, he thundered. The king in the north.
And he knelt and laid his sword at her son's feet.
I'll have peace on those terms, Lord Carstark said. They can keep their red castle and their iron chair as well.
He eased his long sword from its scabbard.
The king in the north, he said, kneeling beside the Great John.
Mage Mormont rose.
The king of winter, she declared,
and laid her spike mace beside the swords. And the river lords were rising too, Blackwood and Bracken and Malister, houses who had never been ruled from Winterfell. Yet Catelyn watched them rise and draw their blades, bending their knees and shouting the old words that had not been heard in the realm for more than 300 years since Aegon the Dragon had come to make the Seven Kingdoms one. Yet now were heard again, ringing from the timbers of her father's hall. The king in the north! The king in the north! The king in the north!